Ain't nothing but against the bar.
KBZ, what up?
Oh, shit. You done fucked up, man.
You done put two of America's most wanted in the same motherfucking place at the same motherfucking time.
Y'all niggas about to feel this.
Break out the champagne glasses and the motherfucking condoms. Have one on us, alright? Picture perfect. I paint a perfect picture. Bomb the hooches with precision. My intentions to get with you with that and double OP. Dog, my fucking homie. You the cold ass nigga on the mall.
Showing up. I keep my hand on my gun because they got me on the run. Now I'm back in the courtroom waiting on the outcome. Free Tupac is all that's on the nigga's mind. But at the same time, it seems they trying to take mine. So I'm going to get smart and get defensive and shit. And put together a million march for some gangster shit.
So now they got a slate, two multi-millionaire motherfuckers catch a case. Bitches get ready for the throwdown, the shit's about to go down. Me and Snoop about to clash. I'm losing my religion, I'm vicious on these stool pigeons. You might be deep in this game, but you got the rules missing. Niggas be acting like you savage, they all forget the cabbage. I got nothing but love for my niggas living last.
I got a pit named P, she nigga Reno. I got a house out in the hills, right next to Chino. And I think I got a black Beamer. But my dream is to own a fly casino like Bugsy Siegel and do it all illegal and get scooped up by the little homie in the Riga. It feel good to you, baby bubba. You see, this is for the G's and the keys, motherfucker.
Now follow as we ride, motherfuck the rest. Two of the best from the west side, and I can make you famous. Niggas can die for kids. How can they blame us? I live in fear of a felony. I never stop felony.
Coming live from the VIP, heard the nightlife, lost life without me. Most of the feds in the state wanna see by me. The whole city got pissed, heard he got three. That other rapper got a hip and shouted, he not out. Who set the city on fire as soon as he got free? The king
back now, don't even know how to act now. Yo, welcome to the Inside Life live show with your boy Chapel and my boy Uncle Leroy, Lee Freeman Jr.
Why don't say the Leroy without the Junior. We should do it, Uncle Leroy, kicking it live on the Fantasy Insight Live Show, week 7. And man, this show is brought to you by White Diamond Bar and Grill out there in Dallas, Texas. Look them up. That's the home of our second annual Ugly Sweater. So, man, we about to get this show popping. What's good?
Oh, I'm not, man. I'm enjoying this game here. LSU kicking ass.
Hey, wait, hold on. What's that in your background right there, man?
Oh, like, oh, what's that?
Hey, oh, hey, that? Like, oh, we're like, oh, oh, oh. What's that, man? Ooh. Hey. Hey, look, but you know, before we get started, man, you know, we try to keep this a basketball show, but, you know, someone always, look, you see what they put? You see what they put?
Oh, man, go Cowgirl.
You see that? Right. You know what I'm saying? Shout out. Look. That's how we do it with the Cowboys. You know what I'm saying? That's how the Cowboys rocking, man.
That boy, so, the Cowboys got more clap than the VD clinic.
That was funny, man. But, man, like, so what's popping in the, you know, in this basketball world? I'm going to tell you what's funny. Like, LeBron James, I had posted that in the group. That boy moonwalked that bitch. You heard me?
You talking about LeBron walking James?
Yeah, hey, watch it, man. That's my dude. That's my dude, man. That's my dude.
That boy walking from New Orleans, man, and back.
Who that? Hey, look, we got a shout out, man. Y'all got to definitely look on when y'all go to there. Click on the link. It's StreamYard / Facebook. Allow them access so we can see who y'all are because you're just coming up with Facebook users. But hey, you know, shout out, go Mavs. I rock with the Mavs, man. So we're gonna get we're gonna get our show started with that. So you know what I'm saying? The goddamn Mavs. That's why I didn't wear my Pelican shirt. Cause at first I was gonna wear my Pelican shirt. You know what I'm saying? But we took an L out here, bro. Like that was just
a big L.
Hey.
Well, I'm gonna shout shirt. Out my Pistons. We whooped ass last night. We whooped the Spurs ass a couple days ago. Hey, we winning. We got W's over here.
Hey, I can't knock that. Right now, you know what I'm saying, we've been on a slump. I think we waiting for Zion, man. So, you know, I think, you know, I really don't know about this pick. You know what I'm saying? We wasted all that money on this pick. And, you know what I'm saying, dude's gone.
Pelicans fan. get Ja Morant. People laughed at
me. Hey. Who, wait, what you say? Who?
You can't have Fat Boy play 82 games.
Right, because that player's a, you know, that does something to their knees. You know what I'm saying? But whoever, look, whoever this is, click the link. And I won't see who you are because they talking some mad noise. I think so, too. You know what I'm saying? Because, look, look, you see that? Just very disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? Talking about Coach Lee. You know what I'm saying? Since we all here, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Coach Lee, man. Like, it was crazy. He posted up.
He's about to get that ass in the football.
This mean. Oh, yeah, you playing him this week, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, about to kick Coach Lee out the playoffs.
Ooh. Man, that's crazy. Look, all right, but we're going to get this thing, you know, since we're talking about competition, you know, we also Sports Talk with Friends. We got all the hottest, you know, fantasy league. We also got a fantasy basketball league. So this is our week six scoreboard file, Sports Talk with Friends, beer, brats, and basketball, man. You know, it gets no better than that. I just keep taking freaking L's, bro. Like, Park, I'm going to start with me. Parker's team, I got 743 points. I took an L. Brown's tip-top team, he got 824 points. Hey, shout-out to Swinging.
You lost the Swinging Banana Hammer?
Hey.
You lost that thong.
Like, for real. But shout-out to him because that was his first time in fantasy basketball last year. And this year, he is on a tear. So, he's in third place, Swing Banana Hammock.
Shout-out to Miss Chapo. Who's telling us what a banana hammock was.
Oh, yeah, for real. Right. She showed it because we was like, what is that? But Swing Banana Hammock got 1,236 points. And he beat Can't Touch This in 14th place, 940 points. Next game we had 12th place, Nick Yu scored 840 points, who went up against 5th place team, the Hot Meat Special. Wonder who that is, who scored 1,086 points. Next game we got our 2nd place team, My Balls Hot. Shout out to the commissioners, because for some reason, not to you, I ain't giving you no shout outs like that. You know what I'm saying? Well, okay, shout out to you too. But my balls hot because that is your team. He likes saying that for some reason.
My balls are team.
You got 1,255 points and you beat King's crazy team who got 1,117 points. Next game, we got Who Them Guys who got whipped. He scored 695 points, who went up against 8th place team, Doug Sham Doug. Shout out to you, DF Fresh. I think that's what his name is in the group. You know, this is first time actually playing. So, you know, he's been joining and supporting the league. Shout out to you. He got a win, 1,066 points. Next game, we got our first place team, Manimal, which is our commissioner, Chris. He has 1,479 points. And he smashed Al Gore, who's our fourth place team, who got 308 points. Last game, and man, I'm telling you, I'm like, I am tired of talking. We got ninth place team, Sharpshooters. He took an L to Harrison's swag team. Shout out to him. We was out there chilling, watched the Cowboys take that L. He won 972 points. And that wraps up our week six scoreboard. So, man.
Well, let me take over because you look like you're a bit winded.
Yeah, look, you see, exactly.
You're like you're about to die over there. Let me say, man, look, I'm being undefeated. You don't get used to that. I got to beat the Manimal for everybody.
Oh, man. Okay. So that's how you going to do it. Hey, you know what I'm saying? That's what we got to start doing. We got to do something to, you know what I'm saying, to get some things going. But, you know, I think for right now, you know what I'm saying, we might have to take a quick break. I got to take me a quick, you know what I'm saying, give me a little drink or something. I don't know, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you look real thirsty.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Hey, watch it now. I ain't never.
Like, super therapy.
Well, look, hey, you know, everyone stay tuned, and we'll be back with more of the Fantasy Insight, Fantasy Basketball Insight live show.
Wah.
Wait, hold on. We're supposed to broadcast right there. I'm trying to get us off air.
Okay, give us the broadcast right here. Yeah.
Can't control my anxiety.
Welcome back to the Fantasy Inside Live Show. I'm cracking up laughing at this song.
Tuesday night, Friday.
Hey, but it's Saturday, man. You're supposed to be wild.
Man, one of these days.
Well, right. You're the mix. But I like to help people out with their fantasy team. But y'all not know this is the Chapel 5. You know, people might have injuries in the basketball team. So here go my five. Maurice Wagner. We're going to call him Mo Wagner.
Oh, really?
Hey, I can't say that name, man. He's a power forward center for Washington. But he gonna give you rebounds and block shots. So, I don't know what just happened. Then there's Ish Smith. You can hear me?
Yeah, I gave you full screen since it's you.
Oh, okay, got you. Then they got Ish Smith. What the Ish Smith, again, is back on the list. People not picking this guy up, and all he's doing is getting you 20 and 30 points a game. So y'all need to pick up Ish Smith if you short at the point guard position for Washington. It's just for a filler if you got somebody hurt. Like me, I got Ja Morant hurt. He's a good filler. He's going to give you points and assists. And then there's Frank Kaminsky. Frank the Tank is on the list. He finally made the list. Frank the Tank. He's going to give you points. He's going to give you he's mediocre in rebounds, but he's going to give you a lot of points because somebody got scored in Phoenix besides Booker. Why not Frank the Tank? And this guy, DeAnthony Melton. from Memphis. He's filling in for Ja Morant, who's hurt. And this guy has been giving you 30 to 40 points a game. He's giving you points, rebounds, and assists. So you should look out for DeAnthony Melton. And then in the last of the Chapo Five is CeeDee Osmond from the Cleveland Cavaliers. He's going to give you somewhat points. He's going to give you rebounds, and he's a defender. So if you need help, like Uncle Leroy, just give these five. And that's the Chapo Blazing Five for the week.
All right. Oh, it's blazing now. What's up with all these blazing and hot, these temperature type
adjectives?
I'm telling you, man. Shout out to
Chris, gonna get cold. If I lose, then they're going to be the freezing to survive.
It's freaking crazy, man. So, all right, look, we're going to keep this show going after, you know, the Fancy Inside Live show. We always doing the thing. So, this week seven, we're definitely going to do, you know, of course, the picks. Uncle Leroy's pick. So, first game we have Manimals, which is, you know, he's our commissioner. That's Chris. He's actually going up against our eighth-place team, Doug Sham Doug. And right now, he's whooping him. He has 1,019 points, and Doug Sham Doug has 636 points. Shout out to you, man. We're actually in the group. We're in your ear, so post them comments. We can actually give you some advice on how that goes. Next game, we have our resident Sports Talk with Friends podcast online talent, Mike Lowry. His name is Al Gore. Where in the world he got that from is beyond me. But Al Gore.
Man, Mike Lowry was used to infection. You forgot?
Al Gore, who's in fourth place, currently is winning 919 points, going up against Harrison's swag team, who has 840 points, who's in sixth place. So I'm going with Al Gore. Next game, we have our seventh place team, King's Crazy Team, going up against our ninth place team, Sharpshooters. And shout out to Sharpshooter because he actually won the league last year, but he's not doing so well this year. So King's Crazy Team is going to get the victory in this one. Next game, we got Nick Yu, who's in 12th place, going up against our second place team, none other than My Balls Are Hot. Yeah, okay.
We're steaming hot.
Hey, man, you ain't on the camera. You ain't on the camera. So, of course, y'all said we got to go with Sports Talk with Friends on My Balls Hot. Next game, we have our third place team. Shout out to you, Heavy. You know what I'm saying? You basketball, football, you support. So, he's in Swing Banana Hammock, third place. He's winning and expected to win going up against our fifth place team, the Hot Meat Special. All right. So, we'll
see. Pyramid Man.
So we'll see about that. Next game, we have our 13th place team, Brown's Tip Top Team, who beat me last week, who's currently winning. I don't know how he's doing it. Going up against our 14th place team, Can't Touch This, That Ziggy. We actually got some push-ups out you, so appreciate you there, partner. So,
you still owe me some.
We got Brown's Tip Top Team taking that victory. Last game is... Ta-da, none other than myself going up against who them guys. And I'm taking this win. I'm taking this win. I am not losing. So, hey, that's dude Uncle Leroy. Don't say the Leroy without the Junior. Picks for week seven for the fantasy basketball, beer, brats, and what? Basketball?
Basketball.
Hey, that's how we doing. Hey, that, just like that.
Yes. Yeah, man, but I got a question.
Oh, yeah?
You know, I posted a group. I'm picking a group of a team. It's like a super team of, like, Jordan, LeBron, Kobe, and Magic, and Shaq. Who would be your five to beat that team?
Okay, well, you know, I seen that in the group, and I wanted to comment on that. But, you know, I was like, God damn, I really don't know any basketball players like that. So, I'm going to have to start with, you know what I'm saying? Huh?
Putting you on the spot.
Right. So, well, I'm going to have to start with, what position did Allen Iverson play?
point guard slash shooting guard.
All right. So what did Ginobili play?
Shooting guard.
That's my two. And did you have LeBron James on there?
Yeah.
You took LeBron?
LeBron, Jordan, Kobe.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to find it right now. Let me find that post.
Magic.
Do you hear my little ratchet? Do you hear my little
Magic
ratchet dog? Okay, hold it. Man, I don't like, it's like, man, we must post a good bit of stuff in the group because I cannot find this post.
So we need your third, we need a shooter. I'm on a small forward that's not LeBron.
Oh, here we go. All right, here we go. So I want Kevin Durant.
Yeah, okay, that's your three. Now we need the power forward.
You got Shaq Diesel. So
yeah.
I got Duncan.
Okay, that's your four. Now you need the center.
And of course, man, I got Mr. Dollar Point Man. Well, Chamberlain, Wilt the Stilt, man. Woo!
There you go.
That's what I got. You know what I'm saying? That's Uncle Leroy picks, man, to beat your team. But what was crazy is, I did notice, like, you were just commentating. You know what I'm saying? You were like Stephen A. Smith and everyone on the post,
yeah.
Man. Like, what's up?
Are y'all
like,
waiting on mine?
Like, right. Like, we waiting. Like, what's up? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's up, bro? Like, what's up? Who you rocking with?
Okay, and we only doing prime people, not people who got injured. We just going when they prime.
Okay, okay.
My number one would be Penny Hardaway. That'd be my point guard.
Wait, I think I got him.
You had Penny Hardaway. No, you didn't. You didn't take it. You picked Allen Iverson.
But I did want Penny, though. Penny was, he was itching for, but
yeah,
since I couldn't pick Shaq.
That's my starter.
I couldn't pick Shaq.
Yeah, that's my
so
point.
So Penny was no good without Shaq. But look, we're gonna go with the chop. You know, we're gonna wait for the chop five.
Okay, my number two. My number one is kind of hard. My shooting guard, man, it's hard. But I'm gonna go with Reggie Miller as my shooting guard. Reggie Miller is the shooting guard. And number three, of course, that'd be, since you took Kevin Durant, I'm going to take Kevin Durant, too. That's going to be my number three. And my number four is going to be, Kareem, man, prime Kareem. And you took my center, and my center is Wilt the Stilt. So my team is Penny Hardaway, Reggie Miller for the three-pointers. Then I got Kevin Durant, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and my
hole.
Boy, Wilt the Stilt.
You owe you some money,
bro.
Why you say this whole name? You owe you some money? What's up with that?
Man, Wilt the Stilt Chamberlain. The man who slept with 10,000 women.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to him, man. Like, with no Viagra, though. That's what's crazy, man. Like, that man, like... That's what that reminds me when them old time be sitting down playing dominoes. They say, "Boy, you just all you need is just some peanuts." You know what I'm saying?
Well, like, his balls, a couple of balls is definitely hot.
So you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, this week, you know what I'm saying? Today, I'm a little let down because you know my Pelicans lost. You know, so any games you looking forward to?
It's football Saturday today. So I'm about to go look at the Sunday slate. But that's football, too. So I'm not worrying about basketball till Monday.
Dude, what the hell we got a basketball show on a Saturday for?
Oh, man. You know, this to help the people out. It's not our fault that it's football Saturday. But I'm probably going to catch the Lakers game or something.
For real.
Or whoever my Pistons play.
Man, but look,
so
shout out
to
them.
On
what, the Pistons?
On watching Pistons game.
That's crazy. But, man, look, we about to get up out of here. So, you know, we got a few more seconds. You know, got a few more minutes. Any shout-outs you want to give?
Well, you know, Ms. Chopper was around here. She wanted to get on the show and people to see her. But I don't know where she at it around here.
Uh-oh, we got a special guest?
I'm about to go get her.
Oh, shit.
Hey, come here. What you doing?
To all our viewers and listeners, uh-oh, this is the ultimate schmoozing. It's like, hey, babe, you want to get on my show?
She's busy, but she said she wanted to get on the show.
Hey, well, we're going to
get the people what they want.
Look, El Chop, that's what he do. And everything else he takes.
Oh, pretty much. But I want to shout out to y'all who watching. I want to shout out to Spotify. Maybe next week I get Ms. Chopper on the thing. Oh, here she go. Here she go.
All right. I can't. Well, y'all got to give us permission so we can see who these picks are. We got picks here. Wow. Hey. What up? My fault there, Ms. Chop.
Oh, no.
She's like, oh, my God.
The Pistons play the Pelicans Monday. The Pistons play the Pelicans Monday. I'm taking off from work. I'm going to be in there.
So you're going to be there to watch him take that L?
Oh, man, we're going to watch. Y'all got Lonzo Ball. Y'all taking L left and right.
That ain't happening, man. That ain't happening. So we'll see.
Shout out to the Chopper research team.
For real, because if it wasn't for her, we would not have known what Swang Banana Hammock is.
Or that the Pelicans and the Pistons play Monday. But that's all I got for you today, fellas, man. Thanks. Just shout out to everybody in the group.
Why'd you be quiet? All right, well, you know, since you do it, Uncle Leroy, definitely give a shout out to everyone that's following. Shout out to White Diamonds and, hey, tune in, you know what I'm saying, December 14th. Join us. We're going to have our second annual Ugly Sweater Party out here in Dallas, Texas at White Diamonds. This is your dude, Uncle Leroy. Tune in tomorrow for the Fantasy Football Insight Live Show. Wah.
Wah. Dance like you're ugly at the party.